Brian Wigo in Augusta, Michigan on 89.7 FM. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you, sir.
Good. Well, I might be against gangster rap, by the way, but that's okay.
I was going to say, hey. Yeah. no judging.
Nope, not at all. Hey, I was telling the caller, I'm a Protestant and been listening to the show on my drive back and forth to work, and mm-hmm. So it's been educational, enlightening, encouraging, and just a chance to learn a little bit more about the Catholic faith, which has been great. So you guys did a great job doing that.
But thank you.
My question for you, as I was telling the caller, and I'm not sure of the name of the prayer
mm-hmm.
that I heard, I think, last night on the way home, is it the prayer of, is it memorandum?
Memorare. Could that be it?
Memorare, okay.
Yeah.
And my question comes to, I don't get, as a Protestant, as you guys know, I don't understand the reason within that prayer of the Catholic theology to praying to Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys help me understand where that's written and where it comes from?
Yeah, basically it's the same principle that pertains to asking other Christians here on earth to pray for you. God has chosen to reward our efforts at praying by granting them. There are certain gifts that he'll give us if we pray, and not otherwise. That's something that James talks about in his epistle. He says at one point, you have not because you asked not. And so God is determined to grant prayer requests, and that's the only way we're going to get certain benefits. The function of that, or one of the functions of that, is to draw us out of ourselves so that we care about God and we think about God and we relate to God, and we don't just think about ourselves all the time. And because obviously, as Jesus points out, God knows what we need before we ask. And so it's not for God's benefit that we're telling him this stuff. It's for our benefit. It helps us not simply be selfish all the time. If we're dependent on God and if we're dependent on relating to God and asking God for things. Also, we're social creatures. And so God has also determined that he wanted not just to have individual followers, but he wanted his individual followers to care about each other and to pray for each other. And so God has also determined that there are some benefits that he will give when we pray for each other, but not otherwise. And that's one of the things also that James talks about in his epistle, that the prayer of a righteous man avails much. And so if you have a righteous man praying for you, that can be a good thing. And so we see the example of mutual prayer throughout Scripture. We see it in the Old Testament. We see it in the New Testament. We see the apostles doing it and requesting it. Paul requests his readers, for example, to pray that he'll be able to speak the message boldly as he should. So he's asking other people to pray for him. And the function there, in a way, it corresponds to the function of prayer that gets us to relate to God. Here, prayer, mutual prayer, gets us to relate to each other. And so if you think about the two great commandments, love God and love your neighbor, the practice of prayer incorporates both of those. By praying to God, we learn to think about him and to love him. And by praying for our neighbors and having them pray for us, we have the building up of our relationships with our neighbors in love. And so those two commandments find their fulfillment in prayer. In the majority of the Christian tradition, and that includes Catholics, but also other Christians like Eastern Orthodox and other Eastern Christians, that same principle of mutual prayer has been extended not simply to other Christians who are here on earth, but to Christians who have passed on to their reward as well. And so in the case of Mary, well, she's Jesus's mom, and she's obviously a very righteous woman. She's in heaven. And so she's an ideal prayer partner. If the prayer of a righteous man avails much here in this life, the prayer of Jesus's own mother is going to avail even more. And so it's it makes sense to ask her to pray for us and to be our prayer partner. And that's a general sketch.
Brian, I hope you stick around, listen to the rest of the show, and call back. Our website's Catholic.com. Appreciate the kind words and your call, Brian.